Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
7:21, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. We're hearing that news. Very, very strange news in my view. Lindy telling us that it is possible that senior Hamas official says he wouldn't have backed October 7th if he knew the consequences for Gaza. That's apparently according to senior Hamas Politburo member Musa Abu Marzouk. So, of course, he's not saying it because of the consequences of the war in general and any damage to, of course, to Israel and the suffering, the pain and suffering and death there. He's talking only about Gaza. But is this even true? Is this just posturing? You know, we are aware enough of Hamas's use, cynical use of psychological warfare, that I become very, very skeptical over anything that we read. Well, Dr. Michael Barak is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So tell us what did he actually say and what can we believe?
So let's remember that Abu Marzouk actually is a very prominent figure inside the Hamas movement. And if he says something like that, we have to take it seriously, because actually what he said that, and then he denied it, mm-hmm. also Hamas, that if he knew that the consequences on the Gaza Strip was so seriously and that the Gazan population was damaged a lot from the Israeli attack, then he would not support the campaign of Hamas against Israel. And also he said that that actually Hamas won only a partial victory in this war, because in one side Hamas managed to survive after a very long period, more than a year. And on the second hand, he said that actually this is not a full victory. In other words, he lost the war, Hamas, because the severe damage that occurred on Gaza Strip, because the civilians of Gaza were also damaged a lot. And I think that this is an important, because this statement, although that he denied it, actually it may indicate about an internal rift, oh. or an argument inside the Hamas leadership, because actually the one that took the decision to launch the 7th of October, the massacre, was Yahya Sinwar. And Yahya Sinwar, who was inside the internal leadership in Gaza, was not in a very good relations with some leaders of Hamas in the external leadership. For example, Khaled Mashal. Khaled Mashal mm-hmm. and Yahya Sinwar did not like each other. But they had to agree to the decision of Yahya Sinwar to attack Israel in 7th of October. So Musa Abu Marzouk may also indicate to this disagreement between the external leadership of Hamas to the internal leadership of Hamas. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, sorry. And let's say that if we want to understand why Abu Marzouk said this statement, it also may indicate for this rift that I mentioned, and also right. maybe he's afraid that Hamas will not be a part of the new government in Gaza. Let's assume that right. the Palestinian Authority will be the next leader, the next one yes, to run yes. Gaza.
Right.
So he's afraid that Hamas will not be part of it. So he's afraid, because we see that also in social media networks, some people in Gaza Strip, civilians, they don't afraid anymore to criticize Hamas and to blame Hamas for the losing of a very a large amount of life inside Gaza, and they're also losing their home and houses and future. So they accuse Hamas, and Hamas. Maybe Hamas is in some way is afraid that he is losing his popularity in Gaza Strip.
So this is almost to create a notion within Hamas.
This is what, as I see it.
Right. So this is almost to create the idea within Hamas.
Hello?
Even. Yeah. Can you hear me? Are you there, Michael? We can hear you.
Hello, I think there was a disconnection.
Ah, okay, but we heard you all the time, so that's okay. So this is almost to create an idea within Hamas. There are two different schools of thought. So some people within Gaza can say, well, not everybody within Hamas wanted to support the destruction of Gaza the way other parts of Hamas have done that. And as South Africans, we've seen it before with the ANC. We've seen them almost create the good ANC and the bad ANC. No, that wasn't us. That was the other part of the ANC that behaved this way. So we've seen this type of tactic before. But you're saying it might not only be a tactic, but it actually might in reality signal a shift or a conflict within Hamas. How do we know, how will we know what this really means?
What is what? I did not hear the last of the question.
How will we know?
The end of the question.
Yeah, how will we know if this is a strategy or if this is really a conflict within Hamas?
This is a very hard question to answer. But let's say that Abu Musa Marzouk, if God forbid, if the results of this war were positive for Hamas, I'm sure that Abu Marzouk was supporting this war and supporting Muhammad Sinwar, the brother of Yahya Sinwar. We know that, for example, that this is what I know, that Yahya Sinwar, for example, he did not like Khaled Mashal. He did not want to take Khaled Mashal, who is in the external leadership of Hamas. Yahya Sinwar was not interested to participate. Yahya Sinwar and also to participate Khaled Mashal and also other leaders in Hamas in his decision to launch 7 of October. I think that several leaders in Hamas in the external leadership were surprised from the initiative of Yahya Sinwar. Like they knew generally about his intention to attack Israel, but they were not aware to the details
extent.
Of 7 of October. So in that way, it means that Yahya Sinwar was not trusting some of the external leaders in Hamas. Also in the jail, when Yahya Sinwar was in the jail, and there were talks about his release. There were several leaders in Hamas, for example, Mahmoud Azahar, also a leader in the external leadership of Hamas. The external leadership of Hamas tried to convince Yahya Sinwar to sign an agreement with Israel to be released from jail. And Yahya Sinwar said, I don't want to be released from jail if the deal will not include the release of all of the Palestinian prisoners from the Israeli jail. So there was a rift. Eventually, Hamas leadership wanted to accelerate the disagreement of release. I'm talking about 2007-2008, about Gilad Shalit abduction, where there were discussions between Hamas and the Israeli leadership to release the prisoners. Eventually, Mahmoud Azhar was replaced by another leader in Hamas, Saleh El-Arouri, who had good relations with Yahya Sinwar. And eventually, Israeli decided to put Yahya Sinwar inside the separated cell in the Israeli jail in order to make sure that the Hamas leaders and the other Palestinian prisoners will sign the agreement to be released and to release also Gilad Shalit from the prison of Hamas. So this is one example of the rift between some of the leaders of Hamas to the external leadership of Hamas. I think the time will tell us tell us about this rift in these days.
I would think so. That is where we leave it. Thank you. As always, very, very interesting. I'd love your thoughts on it. 061-895-1019. Is this meaningful in terms of Hamas's statement? Does it reflect shift of Hamas, or maybe a conflict within Hamas, or is this really just more of Hamas's style to try and win over the public? That was Dr. Michael Barak. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism.